Welcome to our very first episode. I'm Kara, and we couldn't think of a better way to kick things off than with the you interview. Choosing a personal injury attorney can feel overwhelming. If you've ever been in an accident, you know exactly what it feels like. Suddenly, you're surrounded by billboards, commercials, Google ads, all promising the same thing. Everyone's saying that they'll fight for you. Everyone's saying that they're the best. But when it comes to dealing with something this personal, like your health, your family, and your future, the real question becomes, who's behind those promises? That's what this episode is about. Not the slogans, not the marketing, but the human behind the law firm. Today, we're sitting down with Robert May, the founder of the May Firm out of the state of California, to pull back the curtain and get to know the person behind the practice. We're talking about where he came from, what shaped him, and why he chose to dedicate his career to personal injury law. And Robert's story starts here. Robert, thanks so much for joining us today.
Kara, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, absolutely. So let's just start at the beginning and take us back before the May Firm, before the cases. What first put law school on your radar?
Unconsciously, I think what put law school on the radar for me was about the time I was 13 or 14, I got caught up in a non-criminal but a bad situation where I ended up having my own personal injury lawyer and going through the court system, depositions, going to court, going to trial. And I remember during that time, one of the only people in my life that provided any sense of comfort or made me feel a little bit less alone in the process was the attorney. And the underlying situation was such that kind of once it was over, all I wanted to do was move on from it. And I always wanted to, quote unquote, be successful, work hard, figure out a way to go to college, et cetera. But that was deep down in my brain. And years later, after I had finished my undergrad in finance, I was deciding what was next. I had started to work on Wall Street. I knew that wasn't for me. I made a great friend who ended up being a mentor and a partner, and he had just become a personal injury lawyer. He was telling me about it, and I remember that morning sort of having almost like a flashback and going, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I took the LSAT within a couple months and then went straight into law school and got done in 2 years because I was so excited to have a plan, honestly. And I never look back, and it's been the best decision I've ever made.
I love that. Everything aligns for a reason. And I know you grew up in the Central Coast of California, and you were the first in your family to go to college. So what did that journey look like for you? And did your perception of what it meant to, I guess, quote unquote, make it change at all during that time?
What making it has looked like from my 20s, 30s, and 40s has been nothing but an evolution. But at that time, I would, if I'm being upfront, I was so driven by a little bit of a sense of fear of not making it, that I was so focused on getting from point A to point B and sort of getting all those classic markers of success. But yeah, it was an intense drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
My 20s was a psychotic drive.
Yes, I feel like a lot of us go through that journey in our 20s, definitely. And then you attended California Western School of Law with a strong belief in justice. At this stage, what drew you specifically towards representing injured people?
I grew up with no attorneys around me other than the experience I talked about earlier and my friend. And so personally, the only experience I had was in the personal injury space. And secondarily, my only mentor was in the personal injury space. And so it was the only thing that made sense to me. I knew I'd never be a divorce lawyer. I knew I'd never be a tax attorney. I knew I certainly wouldn't be doing contracts all day. None of those had any correlation with sort of what my ethos was and the things I was interested in. And so I've never even thought about doing anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to follow your heart. And you've built this career right here in California. So how has that experience shaped you, the way you approach cases and advocate for people you represent?
Yes. So the May firm, as it's comprised, almost is a reflection of sort of where I've been. We started in San Luis Obispo. It's opened almost immediately in the Central Valley in Fresno, where I lived for years and years. And then obviously we have offices in Southern California, San Diego. It's where I lived for 10 more years, went to law school. And so in many ways, all the different office locations sort of reflect different parts of where I've been as an adult. And so that's sort of the relationship to those geographies is kind of personal. I've lived in all those places. I know those places, have relationships there. And so that sort of foundationally would explain kind of how we practice and where.
Absolutely. And community is so important. So when you go back to your roots and you give back to that community, it's super important to the people there and also you. So that's amazing. And then before we move on, what's one misconception about personal injury attorney that you wish more people understood?
I think what I would say is I wish people understood how much the good ones really care and think about this all day long. I was sending a message at 10 o'clock last night for a client. It starts in the morning with clients. I think I wish people knew that there's so many really great lawyers out there and they truly care about these things from sunup to sundown. And they think about it all the time. They're trying to find ways to get better.
Absolutely. And that human engagement too, and just looking at, a case or a situation from their point of view, I think is super important. And to be able to understand that and kind of put yourself in their shoes, and that just helps get the job done at the end of the day, which is amazing. So let's talk about client experience here. When someone has just been injured and they might be calling a lawyer for the first time, what's the first impression you want them to have when they contact the May firm?
I would think about it like this. If you ever bought an iPad or an iPhone, when you get it, sort of one of the things that separates Apple from other organizations is the packaging is very specific. It's very consistent. It's very quality. And it's very unique to the Apple brand. I kind of think of the client experience as being I want something very similar in the legal space, meaning I want all our own products to go to our client. I want them to have access to us 24/7. I want multiple people assigned to every case immediately. So there's no chance once you become a client that there's any vacuum, there's any space where anything can be missed. And I'm always just talking about I want a frictionless experience for the client from phone call to becoming a client to having expectations to knowing step by step by step where they are in the process, having questions answered, educational materials, everything I can think of and we can think of available to the client. And I want it to look nice too.
Absolutely. A well-oiled machine, it sounds like, where the client has communication throughout the whole process and you're upfront with them about everything. And I think that's so important from a client perspective as well. Yep. For them to be in the know. So that's amazing.
What we did was we created an entire department at the law firm called Client Success. And that serves to ensure that each handoff, if there is one, is seamless. It's also a backup. It's almost like the new client success team checks in on every new client and makes sure they're having the experience they want. So if there's even the smallest detail that they're unsure of, or they had an experience that they didn't like something, it's remedied immediately. Because once we have a client, we want them to not only be our client throughout the duration of the case, but that's the way we grow the law practice, is through those relationships. And so we have an entire department just meant to have each client have the best possible situation and experience in a really tough experience at the same
Absolutely. Time. Absolutely. Yeah, case. No, that's great. And then a lot of people worry that their case will drag on forever. So how do you help clients understand whether their case is likely to settle or kind of go the distance?
Sure. So we keep we have data on different case types, geographies, et cetera. So we have estimates, but a lot of that is expectation based. So if the client understands the process and what that means, they're much more understanding of the time it takes to do the right job. If you took your car to a mechanic and they said they could get it done, a big job, in 2 days, you're just not going to get it. The job's not going to be done correctly. But if they explained each and every step of that they were taking, this is why we sand it down, this is why we add primer, this is why we check the paint, this is why we have somebody else that does this, it might take a little longer than you hoped at the beginning. But when people understand what's happening, they know what to expect. And it's really unmet expectations that causes that disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that actually leads me into something I'm curious about. When it comes to your work, how do you personally define success? Is it the result? Is it the process, or something deeper than that?
I think it's something deeper. We are obsessed with process at the May Firm to make it the best experience possible. But us having a great process alone doesn't mean the client's getting the best result. So we're constantly monitoring results of cases relative to potential outcomes. I mark success as the most efficient, frictionless, best result possible. So everything has to come together for me to consider that a successful outcome for the client. You could get a policy limit, but if it takes you 3 years to get a policy that you should have gotten a year, I don't think of that as a successful outcome for the client.
Absolutely. No, that's great. And then your motto is to treat clients like family. So what's something about you or your firm and the way you operate that tends to, I guess, surprise clients and set you apart from other firms in the area?
I mean, the basis of the motto is that the firm was started with myself and my two brothers, Garrett and Cameron. And so the foundation of the firm is literally three brothers starting a law practice, a business, and an organization together. And as a result, I think that really was the foundation of it. Wasn't one person in charge. It's not a dictatorship at the firm, meaning if you have siblings or brothers, you usually know there's a lot of give and take back and forth. And so each one of us sort of holds the other one accountable. And as a result, it becomes much easier to stay true to sort of where the firm started and what the foundational beliefs were as it's grown over time, because we're all still together. We're all holding each other accountable and sort of want to have that initial ethos and experience. We've tried to make it just better and better as it's gotten bigger. And the way it is today is it's just much better than it was 10 years ago. And in 2 years, it's going to be better than it was today, because it's really constant refinement. Because, you know, even if you're in a family doesn't take care of itself by just being a family. It takes care of it by working on it and paying attention to everybody where they're at. And sort of that's I think, the underlying aspect of the family, is that it's growing together and it's a group that cares for one another. And that extends to each team member. And then it keeps going to every client, everybody we work with, other attorneys, how we treat people. So it started from something sort of small and maybe easier to manage. And now it just keeps growing.
Yes, absolutely. For the best. So you've represented thousands of personal injury clients, often against some of the largest insurance companies in the country. So walk us through how those early years shaped the attorney that you are today.
Sure. I was really lucky as a young lawyer to have exposure to what you'd call big cases, significant cases against Toyota, PG&E. And frankly, I didn't know what I was doing. I knew the outcome I wanted. And then I would just reverse engineer by reading every Toyota case, looking at samples of what everyone else had done, and kind of took that same, it was the fear of being in my 20s and sort of I had reached this one point, now I'm a lawyer, but now I don't just want to be a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer that has the kind of success I had in my dreams. And so I need to do that. It would just take that kind of obsession. And so that's all I did. And, you know, was able to achieve really pretty great results relative to the amount of years I had in the practice. And so I've always taken that same mindset into every phase of running a law firm, lawyering, learning. You know, I'm interested in, so I just have a lot of things I like to learn about and I'm interested in. And I try to take things I learned from other businesses, aspects, life, et cetera, and bring those into the practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then without getting into any private details, is there a case or a moment that really stuck with you over the years?
Some of the cases that really stick are the ones where you have an ongoing relationship with the client down the road. You've seen them get married, you've gone to their wedding, baby showers. You might see them in town and they're now sort of maybe gone from being a young adult to an adult and a professional. And you see this evolution in their life. And that's like incredibly meaningful to me. There's losses that have stuck with me in a way that are like, won't leave. And it's not regret in the form of what was done. It's just, you know, jury trials are hard and federal jury trials are even harder. And they just still live in my brain and my heart. And you just wish you had a different outcome. And then some of them are not the biggest cases that really live with you. It's the impact and it's sort of how much these cases mean to them personally, that, you know, if you have a client that's in tears with gratitude, it's like, that's unbelievably, it feels incredible. And those are the things you really try to take in as much as you can, because it's a really hard job. And those moments are special and kind of stick with me. So they really all come together. There's just so many different pieces that shape you over time and inspire you and break your heart at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that emotional connection that you take with these clients that you take on, I mean, it's so great to hear and see how much it affects you and how much it humbles you and also how much it shapes you to be the attorney you are today. So Robert, you've secured more than $250 million in verdicts and settlements. So when you look back on your career, what moments remind you of why you chose this path in the first place?
Kara, I rarely look back. I'm really honestly just looking forward to kind of what's next. Sometimes when I look back on things I could have done and should have done better. And so those are constantly shaping whether it's how the firm operates or my skills as an attorney and where I need to get better. I'm always looking that way. I'm just honest. I really just think about what I'm doing now and what I can do down the road more than I ever really look back.
Absolutely. And what the future holds for the May firm and you as an individual. And then beyond the individual cases, you've built a firm around personalized attention. So what drives you to focus so, I guess, intentionally on the human side of this work?
I'm always thinking about what the client experience is. And a client experience is individual. It's theirs. And so I'm just putting myself in their position. I can do it personally. I've been a personal injury client. I've had injuries. I've had surgeries. I've concussions. Like I've kind of been the client and I've been the patient. And so I'm always thinking about what that experience is for myself and how it could have been better. And then trying to find ways and processes within the law firm that can give the client that experience I would want. And I also take advice from staff, other attorneys that I think are doing great things and take pieces of those and implement them. But a client doesn't care if you have 5 cases or 500 cases. A client understandably and should only care about their case. So I'm thinking about it from one person's vantage point in that regard. Like, what's that client's experience? And if you make that client's experience the best it can be, you just multiply that across every client. And that's what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for someone hearing about the May firm for the first time, I guess this goes into how would you describe the firm and the difference you're trying to make in people's lives through the cases that you take on?
I think most people in the legal space would know the law firm as these are good people, honestly. For the client, I want them to know the same thing. You've hired a great firm. Every law firm in the world says they're super aggressive and super this and super that. And okay. What does that mean though? If you're a client, are you mean? Are you abrasive? What does that mean for a client? So I'm really trying to focus on being true to who we are. If I just said we're super aggressive, okay. We're pretty nice, honestly, and that's what I want the law firm to be. Being nice and being very good at what you're doing are two different things. So you can have a good bedside manner and be a great surgeon.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be awful to someone to show you're good at something.
Absolutely, and that's why your motto is treat everyone like family. So I love that. So let's zoom out for a moment. What's the bigger mission behind the May firm and what are you ultimately trying to build?
Trying to build a law firm that values human connection, even as technology pushes the practice further and further forward. I think the way to differentiate yourself in the future is actually going to be how deep the connections are you have with your clients. We utilize technology like any other law firm, probably more than most law firms, but those are meant as safeguards, secondary way to look at large levels of information. But I think to differentiate yourself in the future, you're really going to have to be more focused actually on the person.
Absolutely. And then the legal landscape is consistently evolving. And we know this, but how do you stay sharp and make sure the firm continues to serve your clients at a high level like that?
I think you stay sharp by really loving what you do. And so, I love this job. I love this law firm. And so as a result, I'm always looking around to see what other lawyers are doing, other law firms are doing, what other industries are doing to create better experiences. I try to take things from everything I'm taking in and then kind of filter out what I really love, what I think's really great, and then see if we can bring that to the law firm and provide a different experience maybe than another law firm might.
Yeah. And we know technology has changed the way a lot of businesses communicate, but how have you used that inside of the May firm and using it as a way to support your clients as well?
There are so many different AI services available that people are purchasing, subscribing, whatever you want to call it, and kind of trying to bolt on. That's what I would call it, to their law practice. We've reviewed most of those, and our solution is to build everything in-house. I want an integrated solution for our clients. I want to be able to manage each piece of technology we're using and make sure it's follows sort of our ethos and our strategy and what we want the client experience to be. When you take outside software, however you want to describe it, and put it on your law practice, you're really taking a piece of technology that's aimed at the average. It's aimed to work across all law firms. Why are law firms different? So when we create technology, I want to be in charge of each and every decision that's made within that technology so it matches to what we do. I don't want a piece of technology you can put on each and every law firm in California.
Absolutely. It's not a copy and paste. It's more unique to the individual firm. And that sounds like what you guys are doing there. And then kind of looking ahead, where do you see personal injury law heading in the next few years because of this?
I think you're going to see what you've seen, which is big investments by hedge funds. I think you're going to see firms that don't have their own process bolt on all these different applications. It's going to become boring versus having something that's really good and great for the client experience. I think it's going to become sort of ubiquitous. There's going to be people that have really unique niche skill sets, great, great trial lawyers that are going to have a space. And I think there's going to be law practices that have created great processes that are specific to their brand, to their firm, to what they believe they're going to have, be able to provide great services to their client. And I think you're going to see a lot of really average work. Yeah. If you're looking around the legal landscape, the word scale is used a lot. And how do you grow at scale? Meaning, how do I grow the size of this law firm and have enough things put in process to where I can, quote, handle it? I think scale is fine. But what people aren't saying is, like, how do you do a great job at scale? How do you make it personal at scale? That's a totally different skill set. And that's where my law firm is focused, is as you grow, how do you provide the same level of personal service while utilizing all the technologies that can be used to backstop things like, you know, a missed word in a medical record, a witness, something that could be lost. You still have that safeguard behind it, but I don't hear people talking about the client. I think I hear them talking about sort of, how do you save money, get more clients? It's just more like revenue efficiency. It's not client focused. And I think those firms are going to, they'll fall apart and they'll have clients that are upset and they'll call other law firms that are doing a great job.
Absolutely. That personal touch is so important. And then when you are faced with a tough decision on a case, what principles guide you to choose the right path, or what's kind of like your North Star when it comes to those cases?
Two things. It's one, you just have to be really honest with the client. Mm-hmm. And then secondarily, you know, if you start your own law firm and it is a very competitive business, there's some part of you that's going to be a little bit of a risk taker. And so I'm still a little bit of a risk taker. There are cases where sometimes people go, I don't know, I don't see it. And sometimes you won't see things. If you're just looking for, again, if you're going back to the average and looking to tick a few boxes and then you'll sign that case. And if it doesn't click every one of those boxes, we just say no. I really try to look creatively at cases, because there's so many times somebody might have said, oh, I don't know about this case. And then I'm like, no, there's something there. We just, you know, you can't just scan it and discard it. That's something that's like a little bit of a foundation. I do like to take risks.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on a personal level, after everything that you've accomplished, what still motivates you to keep you doing the work you do day after day?
That's just who I am. I don't know. I'm obsessed with things. I have other things I really like. I'm obsessed with those things too. If I do something, I want to be good at it. I want to know the most I possibly can about it. And, you know, as I get older, I think it's a little different. In your 20s, you're obsessed with yourself. You get older and older, you have more kids, you have bigger kids, you know, you're trying to show them like, this is what it looks like to work hard. This is what it looks like to work hard and manage life at the same time, you know, trying to, in some ways, set an example for them, not just in terms of success, but really in terms of this is what working hard looks like.
In doing the right thing and helping people out at the end of the 100%. Day. And that's a great vision to have, especially for your family to see. So for someone listening who thinks that they might need help, Robert, explain to us what's the best way they can reach you and your team.
It's pretty easy to get in contact with us. I mean, you can call, text, email, obviously on the internet, social media. It's pretty easy to find a lawyer these days. Finding a right one, that's a different question, but we're pretty easy to find.
Absolutely. And then once they reach out, what happens next? Kind of walk me through that first conversation that they'll have with you.
Sure. So depending on how we're contacted, assuming it's not via phone call, a member of our team will call you immediately, respond to your text. In the event you send us a message, you'll get a response immediately, a phone call immediately. And then from there, you know, you really start sharing your story, and then we can share the story of who we are and see if it's a good match. And then if so, you're going to get everything we have, and we're going to do our best for you.
Absolutely. And then is that consultation free? And do you offer any virtual options for people who may not be able to come into the office?
Yes, absolutely. The consultation is most certainly free. We do have virtual options for clients, of course. We also have 9 offices currently in California that are real offices with real people, real team members, real lawyers. So you can come in, of course, and we're happy to meet clients in the office. And then often we'll travel to clients in their home or wherever we can meet them that's safe for them. We do that as well, of course.
Conveniency is key. And then what would you say to someone who's unsure whether they even have a case or not?
Sure. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. Contact somebody right away. A lot of times people will contact us about cases that we might not be the best fit for, but having relationships over 20 years in this space, I know who I would contact if I was in their position. And so a lot of times we're even helping people find the right attorney for them.
As we wrap up today, there's a lot to take away from your story, Robert, not just about building a successful law firm, but about showing up and sticking with it and treating people like people when they're going through some really tough moments. So we talked about how overwhelming life can feel after an injury and how much it helps to have someone in your corner who actually listens, explains what's going on, and really truly cares at the end of the day. This isn't just a case, it's about the person behind it. So, Robert, before we go, I want to give you the chance to leave our listeners with just one final thought.
Well, thank you, Kara. It was nice talking to you today. A final thought is it's a great honor to be an attorney, to be a personal injury lawyer. I don't take it for granted. I think about our clients every day, and I just can't think of a better job in the world to have. And it affords me the opportunity to meet so many amazing people, to work with great people, to learn. And, you know, it's provided me with a life that was sort of the dreams I had when I was in my 20s and scared and worried about getting into school, graduating from school, being able to provide for my family, all those things. It's given me all that. And so I try to keep working at it and do the best I can to, you know, honor what it's given me.
If you or someone you love has been injured and you're unsure where to turn, Robert and his team at the May Firm are there to help guide you through the process, even if you're just looking for clarity or next steps. You can learn more and get in touch by visiting mayfirm.com or giving them a call at 844-MAY-FIRM. That's mayfirm.com or give them a call at 844-MAY-FIRM. No pressure, just straightforward guidance from people who treat you like family. Thanks for spending time with us today. And remember, when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, trust matters and the right team can make all the difference. We'll see you next time.